Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, catch-uppers. Welcome to today's catch-up. Thank you for downloading. Always appreciate it when you do. So usually we're supposed to record a little bit for the podcast intro to, you know, say hi and say thanks for downloading, which is what I've just done. But usually there's two of us doing this. There was two of us on the radio show today, so why aren't there two of us now? Josiah has conveniently ducked out at the time we're supposed to do this, so I'm going to give him a call now and make him be on the podcast intro, because otherwise he shouldn't be paid as much as me. In fact, he probably shouldn't be paid as much as me anyway. Oh, very convenient. Not going to answer his phone. I really hope I've typed in his number right.
You've reached Josiah. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Please leave a detailed message after the tone. When you have finished recording,
all right,
you may
let's do this, guys.
Or press 1 for more options.
Very interesting. You're supposed to be doing a full work day like the rest of us, and yet you're just leaving me to record the podcast intro by myself. What are you doing? Getting coffee? Getting food? If so, bring me some back. And apologise right now to the people who've taken the time to download this catch-up. Oh, yeah, good apology, bro. Poor form, poor form. All right, well, I guess it's up to me to welcome you all to the catch-up. Thanks for downloading and enjoy. Anything else you want to add, Josiah? Oh, God, you suck.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Josiah, I've got an exciting opportunity for you.
And hit me.
It stuck out to me as something that would be great for you because you bang on all the time about how you're a scientist on this show.
I am, yep.
You solve life's mysteries every Thursday. You've got friends in high places.
I do.
In, you know, the scientist realm. So this is the opportunity for you. Are you ready?
Hit me. What have we got?
Airbnb and Ocean Conservancy are offering 5 people a once-in-a-lifetime trip to go to Antarctica.
Oh, I'm in.
You're in.
I am in. It has been my dream to go to Antarctica.
Has it? Really? Because it's a very cold place and there's not a lot to do there. That's my kind of the things that stand out about Antarctica for me. Well, like, there's no fun bars you can go to.
It's not a tourist destination that I want to move to live. It's somewhere I just want to see to see what it's like to believe. Like, I want to just put the flag down at the South Pole and then get on that plane and come straight back.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to choose between a trip to Bali and a trip to Antarctica, I'd probably go to Bali.
Oh,
like,
Antarctica,
there's no mojitos in Antarctica.
Yeah, but Bali, what do you want over there, man? Never see me set foot in that country ever.
What do you want over there? A pina colada for $2. Thank you very much. All right. Well, this opportunity is open now. You can apply for this now. Not only do you get to go to Antarctica, but in the week leading up to your expedition, you get to go to Chile for a month to learn about how to, like, get snow samples and stuff.
What? So what am I going to Antarctica for? On a science mission to get snow samples to test what?
Yeah, to study and stuff. But you don't need to be a scientist.
No.
You've got no formal qualifications required, which is good for you because you don't have any.
Yeah, but you said the word study, Ellie.
Yeah, but you're not studying it. You're just collecting it.
Okay, that's okay then. Sorry.
Yeah, you're fine.
I don't
You just
work.
Need an adventurous spirit, a passion for the environment, and a willingness to apply.
Oh, yeah, I'm in. How do I apply?
Okay, well, that's the thing. So I've just looked it up, right? I've clicked on the application form and I just want to run through a few of the questions with you because, you know, I want to help you out, bro. I want to see you go to Antarctica. You could go do the show from there. How great.
Thank you so much.
So why do you want to travel to Antarctica and what excites you about this expedition?
I want to put a flag in the South Pole. That's why I'm excited and that's why I want to go.
What flag are you going to put? Oh, don't say it.
The Australian flag.
Oh! Ellie. Oh, wow. My finger was hovering over the Albanian alert button, so I'm glad you said that.
No, it's one of those flags that has the Albanian flag one side, the Australian on the other, and it just flaps in the wind.
Okay, fair enough. Do you have any prior background or experience in science or scientific research, Josiah? I'll give you the options. School education, undergraduate education, postgraduate qualification, frequent science reader, or attendee of scientific festivals and conferences.
Oh, put me down as a frequent science reader. I do research for a segment called Solving Life's Mysteries. That counts.
Okay. Can you tell us why you're passionate about environmental issues? Do you ride your bike to work, recycle, organise protests or neighbourhood groups, etc.?
Green is my middle name. Write that. Josiah Green Sharla.
All right. You're ticking heaps of boxes at the moment, even if they are fabricated. Oh, sorry. We're going to have to
pull this application.
Ellie, my hopes up just to bring me down. I was about to have a week off work to go to Antarctica. What have you done now?
No, you just don't qualify.
Why not?
Because this last question in the application form is, are you able to understand and speak a conversational level of English? Screw up Fridays. Unfortunately, that doesn't apply.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I do need your help, actually. I am a diehard Canberra Raiders fan. You know that, in the rugby league. And we are 80 minutes away from a grand final, which will be our first grand final since 1994.
That is a long time between drinks.
So I was 4 years old the last time. So it's safe to say I don't remember. Mm-hmm. And so if we make the grand final, I will cry. I will be beyond excited. And trust me, Goulburn Valley will be taking the Monday after the grand final off. Safe to say. I am in a dilemma though. I never miss one game of the season of the Canberra Raiders. No matter where, like whenever there's a game on, I look at my calendar ahead of every week and go, cool, Raiders are playing Saturday at 3 p.m. Keep it free. Mm-hmm. Every single week, no matter what. Could be round 18, 2, 1, whatever. I'm a diehard fan, right? This Friday night, 7:50, they kick off.
Mm-hmm.
Their semi-final against the Rabbitohs in Canberra. You and I got the Benalla Races that day. Mm-hmm. I could either leave the Benalla Races, drive to Canberra to make it, or just take it easy, enjoy the Benalla Races, go home, or go to the pub, kick up the feet. Maybe we can watch it together.
Yeah, I'll be in the state to watch it after the Benalla Races for sure. Now, I've told you you've got my full support because I don't have an NRL team apart from the Storm, of course. Are the Storm still in?
Yeah, they are actually. Oh. Yeah, we could meet them in the final.
Oh, okay. I was going to say I would put my full support behind the Raiders, but.
This is where it gets tough though, Ellie. My best mate, Nath, it's his 30th birthday Friday night.
Thought Chad was your best mate.
Chad's another best mate. I've got lots of best mates.
Yeah, you do.
Nathan Sali, he's probably listening right now. We'll try to get him on as well, but it's his 30th birthday and they will not be having the rugby league on. My Raiders are playing. What do I do? Do I miss my mate's 30th to stay home and watch the footy? It's literally between 8 and 10. That's the prime time of the party.
Mm.
Or do I go to Nath's party and just miss the game altogether?
Obviously, you go to the party.
What? But you're it's a West Coast grand final, for example. Yeah. What would you do?
Well, it's not the grand final, though.
It's a semi-final. It's just as big. I don't miss any games of the season at all. We haven't made a semi in years as well.
Yeah, but you watching it isn't going to make a difference on the outcome.
Okay. And this is, and some people are like, why don't you pre-record it and watch it when you get home?
Exactly. You can tape it. You can do both.
You don't. If you're a real sports fan, you will know you cannot tape sport and watch it in delay without it being the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah, but it can be. It's only your state of mind that allows you, that makes you think that way.
At all. Not at all. It's either mates or it's footy. Do I go to the party and keep a mate or do I go to the footy and support my team? I'm leaning towards the team at this stage.
That's such a boy statement. It's mates or it's footy. All you needed at the end of that, or beer. And then you would have been full
beers.
Bloke 101.
Beers, chicks, footy, yeah. Sheds.
Sheds, beers, footy.
So you would skip the footy, skip your West Coast semi-final to go to your friend's birthday?
If it's my best mate, yeah. If it's like, you know, Sandy from Sales, probably not. But
so how would you keep up to date? You just check the score on your phone?
Yes.
That's horrible.
Or I'd tape it and watch it later.
Oh, I'm just not going to be the same.
I don't envy you. I agree. I'd be in a similar state if it was the Eagles playing, but...
I don't know what to do. And believe me, it's not the same when you're at a party. And I know I'll be distracted. So people will be talking to me at the party. The only thing the whole night, my mind, as much as it's great to be there with my friends and stuff here in Shep, my mind will be on the game the whole time. I just won't be myself. I know it.
But when's Nath going to turn 30 again? Oh, right. Never.
Oh, you know what?
Never.
I'll take him out for his 31st birthday. It'll be exactly the same.
13, 12, 16, Josiah needs your help this morning, Goulburn Valley. What does he do? Does he watch the footy or does he go to his mate's party? Let's go to Corey in Yarrawonga. Corey, what do you reckon Josiah should do? Which one should he go to?
Nah, I reckon he should go to the 30th because he could always watch the footy afterwards.
Exactly, Corey. I agree.
Corey, as a bloke, though, it's not the same when you watch it replay or if you – I might just turn my phone off and watch it later. You have to watch it live, don't you?
Yeah, but you can't miss your mate's 30th.
So true. Mates before sports. Corey, who's your team? Do you have an AFL or an NRL team?
I go for the Maggies.
Oh, okay.
Okay, last week, it's the Giants, right? That game, do or die. It's one of the biggest games of the year for you guys. You're a diehard fan, or it's your mate's birthday. And you have to choose between one. You can't have both.
Nah, it's still going to be mate's birthday, I reckon.
Corey. Oh. And you know what? That would have probably worked out well for you on Saturday as well, considering how the Magpies went.
Oh, nah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Interesting. Well, that's one in the mates column, Josiah.
Not convinced still.
Thanks for your call, Corey. It's really not looking good for you, bud. Sorry to say. Let's go to Jeremy from Shep. Jeremy, what are your thoughts?
You need to go to Nate's party.
Now, Jeremy, it seems like you two have a connection, do you? What's the go here? Do you guys know each other?
We go way back.
Oh, we go too far back, don't we, Jeremy? Yeah. Let me say this. Are you going to be at the party? Because if you're there, maybe that'll waver my decision.
Look, I don't know if I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in Melbourne for work. So maybe not, but it's surely not to be missed.
Jeremy, if you obviously you know how good the party's going to be, but it's if you're a diehard footy fan, you've got to understand this is a once in a every few year chance for me to watch them play a semi-final.
Nate's party is going to be a once in a lifetime, mate.
Literally.
I know that too.
Yeah. Jeremy sounds like a bit of fun. I want to go to the party and hang out with Jeremy.
Be careful what you wish for.
Jeremy's probably, if Jeremy's at the party, he's going to be the naughtiest at the party.
That's why I don't think I should go.
Whoa, okay, even more so now, Josiah, you've got to go to this party.
Oh, Jeremy, I love you. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, bud.
We've also got messages flooding through on the Insta, Josiah, hit GV. Donna's just messaged saying, Raiders don't care who you are, Josiah, but your mates does.
Well, here's the thing. Half the team, the Canberra Raiders team, are mates of mine as well.
Oh, sure they are. Oh, here we go. Oh,
I know some of the boys in the team. So,
all right, do you know what? I've decided it. You watch the footy. I'll take your invite at Nate's party because I want to go. It sounds like heaps of fun. I want to go hang out with Jeremy.
Well, it's a masquerade, so get that masquerade, girl.
No one will even know then.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Rap Breakdown.
It's Ellie's Country Rap Remix.
You know what? Usually for this segment, I'll get my camera ready. I'll film it. I'll be really proud of it. I'll probably distribute it on the internet. Not happening with this one because this is not going to be any good, Josiah.
Well, thank goodness I've got a camera in my hand and I can film it instead. So what's your point?
Well, last week we put out the call on Instagram and Facebook for suggestions of songs that I could do in a country remake, country rap remake, because that's what everyone's doing these days. Lil Nas with Old Town Road, Blanco Brown with The Get Up. It's like a rap song but in country style. And so I have this theory that every song could be made into a country song if we really try. So we put the call out on Instagram for suggestions. And Goulds 11, I don't know who you are, but
I
will
he's a
find
legend.
You.
Absolute legend.
And I won't kill you, but like, it's not a good suggestion.
It's Anaconda, Nicki Minaj, brilliant song, dirty lyrics, the theme of your life, to be honest.
Because I've got such a big booty. I couldn't shake my booty if I had a skipping rope and I was jumping up and down.
Well, you love Anacondas, so let's go with that one. We do love Anaconda the brand, though, don't we?
Yeah, true. And I like Anaconda the lolly, you know, the extra long pythons.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying. You love Anaconda. Ellie, you're stressing, and I don't understand why, because this is the people segment. They pick what you do, you just perform it. You don't pick what you do. I heard you trying to do a Lupe Fiasco song. You were practicing during the song. There's no backup here. It's Anaconda or nothing. Hit us, Ellie. We're excited this morning. All right. Fire up.
There are so many swear words in here that I'm just going to have to stop singing because I can't say the words that are in this song.
Nah, just say them. Who cares? We'll only lose our radio license if someone complains. No one listening is going to complain. And you know what? Boss Benny's not listening, so go for it.
Well, I've changed a bunch of the lyrics, so hopefully we'll get away with some of them. Oh, goodness, I can't believe I'm doing this. All right, here we go. Nicki Minaj's Anaconda in country rap.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, Troy named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big deal of money, he was getting some coins. Was in shootouts with the law, but now he live in a palace. Bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. In my purse, I came just to kill, kill, kill. Who wanna go first? I had them pushing daffodils. I'm fine as hell, only took a little spill. That's all I'm gonna say. Guys, that's all. There's too much. There's too many words that could get me in trouble if I keep going.
My anaconda dump.
Oh, God. No, you're wait. No, you're going to. You've come in too early, bro. Ready for it? Boom, boom.
Anaconda dump. My anaconda dump. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
To be fair, I should have just let him do the whole thing. Let's face it.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Lucy Zelich. The name, if it is familiar, she's an SBS presenter for the World Game Football Soccer. She's been in the news several times before for controversial things she said. This one, I think, is my favourite so far. It was everywhere... yesterday, it was on the front page of news.com.au. It was the number one trending story on Twitter. She said something about the city of Adelaide and it's got the nation divided. Take a listen.
Are you liar? Gee, you don't have to lie on our show. It's completely fine. You won't see much in Adelaide. Adelaide's a shit. No disrespect. No disrespect. Whoa. I can say that because I've travelled there multiple times and I didn't enjoy it. I found it to be incredibly dull and boring.
Oh, Lucy. You can't say that just because you've travelled somewhere. Maybe if you're from there, you can pay out the place you're from, but not if you've just travelled there.
The thing is, though, I've been to Adelaide a few times.
Ellie. Oh, here
we go. She's right. She's bang on the money. There's no controversial topic here. She's exactly saying how she feels, and she's right. I'll tell you something right now. Mm. Adelaide itself, the town, the city, is exactly how she described it. Around Adelaide, though, stunning. The wineries, the Barossa, the Clare Valley, McLaren Vale, the beaches are all beautiful. The town, the city itself of Adelaide is a dive, guys. Avoid it at all costs.
You can't say that, and you can't say anywhere's that bad unless you've lived there. I reckon unless you've genuinely spent an extended period of time there and you've seen all there is to offer, only then can you come in on it.
Yeah,
I reckon.
But every time I've been, it isn't just been for a holiday or a trip. It's been with people that who do live there. And why? So you can imagine. Imagine being from Adelaide and hearing someone come out and say that. You'd be pretty upset. And they are. She's getting roasted. But the funny thing is, everyone that's roasting her is from Adelaide. The whole of Australia is behind Lucy Zelich and saying, you know what? She's exactly right. We know what you're saying and there is absolutely no way we'll be going there either.
Well, do you know what? I can kind of get on my high horse and be like, no, you can't knock a town until you try it, until you've lived there, except that's exactly what we did a couple of weeks ago on this show. And it's something we haven't brought up recently, but the Shoddy Town Showdown is something we were speaking about because Shepparton made it to the top 16.
It did.
We were up against Wagga Wagga and we put the call out for sledges that we could give Wagga Wagga, having never been there themselves. We got a couple.
Wagga is such a hole that when you shout its name, it echoes.
That was a good one. Then we got this one.
Look, you know the old saying of they named it so nice, they had to say it twice?
Yes.
Why is that the case with Wagga Wagga?
Well, Josiah, we haven't revealed the results yet.
It's true. And the only thing in Adelaide's defence is we made the top 16, they didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We do not have a leg to stand on. But guess what, Josiah?
How did we forget this? Please tell me we got knocked out. Please tell me that because we do not deserve to be in the last 16 over Wagga. That place is a dump.
I have the results right here. There was a poll up, Shepparton versus Wagga Wagga. Which town is shoddier? Exchange that for a word that's a bit ruder that you can't say on the radio. You ready?
Come on, Ellie, hurry up. You're making me nervous.
The winner, as in the town that will go on to the next round and potentially eventually become the shoddiest town in Australia, is not Shepparton, it's Wagga Wagga!
Woo!
We won, guys! Our sledging worked!
We're not that bad anymore.
We're not that bad. How
Thank
good?
Goodness.
I know, it feels good.
Seems like the rest of Australia agrees with us, just like we agree with Lucy, that this place that we live in is not shoddy one bit. It's God's paradise, guys.
Hey, everybody love everybody, okay? Except for Wagga Wagga, apparently. Yeah.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk about The Masked Singer because it's all anyone's talking about at the moment. It's rating very well around the country.
I'll tell you what, those ratings aren't contributed to by my TV. I watched the first episode. It'll be the last as well.
Wow. Well, what I'm about to tell you may change things for you. So Lindsay Lohan is the highlight of this show. If you haven't heard about it, basically it's a show on Win and there's a whole bunch of people in costumes. They're all celebrities. We just don't know who they are. And the whole point of the show is that they'll get up there and sing and you have to guess who's behind the mask. And there's a panel of what they've called a guessing panel, not a panel of judges.
Is that what it is?
It's a guessing panel. So there's, you know, Dave Hughes is on there, our very own, and my favourite, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, it's the best because she has no idea what's going on, does she?
No idea what's going on, but according to her, this is what she's bringing to the panel.
I am bringing fun, international, young pop star voice to the panel.
So true. A fun, international, young pop star voice. Where would we be without it?
And I'm only here because they're paying me a ton.
Yes, exactly. But you see her face when the others are guessing, you know, like throwing out guesses like Warnie or other Australian, like Gretel Colleen was the first one to be.
As if Lindsay
she knows.
Has no idea who Gretel Colleen is. Most Australians barely don't either.
Yes, I know. So that's the greatest part of the show. The next greatest part of the show is what Lindsay Lohan has done on her Twitter. So she's thought, you know what? I'm going to throw this little TV show a bone here and I'm going to tweet to my millions of followers a little promo for it, which is great. Good on her. I'm sure Channel 10 would be very happy with her for that. Except, unfortunately, what she's tweeted isn't the ad for the show that is the official one on the Win website, on the Channel 10 website. Instead, it is a link to the Dropbox account. Now, do you know, if you don't know what a Dropbox is, basically it's like a video uploading thing that you do to share files privately with one another. So Josiah, say we had a big scoop on the show or something and we'd done a video and I wanted to show you before I posted it on the HitGV account, I'd send you a link to that. But it's not for public consumption.
At all. You never send off a Dropbox link to anyone other than those in your inner sanctum, your private circle. Can I ask Lindsay, is she sober at the moment? Where's she at?
Yeah, she's sober. She's doing well.
Okay. That's all.
Okay. Cool.
Just an observation after seeing her on TV and then now she's posted this. I don't know.
She tweeted this 2 days ago and it is still up there. So she's captioned it, "Everything's happening." Great caption, really creative. And it's Masked Singer Big Spot final edit from Channel 10. Lindsay, you're not supposed to do that, honey. So people have gone on and commented on the Dropbox file. Ha ha, Channel 10, we've got an insight into your inner sanctum now, which is true.
Surely she can delete it. Why has she not done that yet? Maybe she's on an aeroplane or what's she waiting for?
I don't know. I really don't know. But it has happened more than once where you accidentally post the wrong thing. It's happened to me. I somehow accidentally shared this article about this guy that I kind of went to school with and kind of know. He's now a conductor for an orchestra. And somehow I've got him as a Facebook friend, but I'd never, like, if I saw him in the street, I probably wouldn't even stop and chat. And he's posted this thing about himself, an article that was written about himself. And then I've shared it to my page. Oh. And he's been like, why is this chick on this? I didn't see it till like 3 hours later when someone pointed out, like, why are you sharing that? What? I was like, oh my God. So embarrassing.
That just reminded me, actually, my friend Chad sent me a photo of a guy on Instagram that we wanted to laugh at. So, you know how you share it privately. So he shared it privately to me and I wrote back to Chad something mean about the guy. But instead of sending it back in Chad's, I'd click through the guy whose photos it is, his DM somehow.
Oh,
like, it's pretty easy to do. You just click through the thing. And I sent it to him and he wrote back going, huh? And then I just had to play on what I said to him, which I can't actually say what it is because it's not for the radio. We don't talk anymore.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Nor do the conductor and I. 13, 12, 16, we want to know this morning, Goulburn Valley, what did you accidentally post? Did you do a Lindsay Lohan and post a link to something or was it a photo maybe that you didn't want anyone to see? Let's go to Donna from Shep. Donna, have you accidentally posted something or shared something?
Yeah, actually I have. I was meant to be texting my partner, said, I love you so much, baby, and can't wait to see you tonight.
Yes.
And I accidentally forwarded it to my mom.
I mean, it could almost work the same, Donna, couldn't it?
I texted back very fast and said, that's the message I received. And thankfully, mum never picked up on it.
Yeah, I feel like you can say I love you, baby, to your mum. I do that all the time. She would have loved it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I feel like it could have been a lot worse, Donna. It could be something a bit naughtier.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's thank that it wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, imagine if you sent a photo or something, you went to the wrong person.
Yes.
Thank goodness it wasn't that, Donna.
Or worse still, you posted it on Facebook for everyone to see. It could have been even worse. All right, thanks for your call, Donna.
No problem.
Careful with your technology, guys, is the moral of this story, I reckon, this morning, especially if you're Lindsay Lohan or Donna. apparently.
Or Ellie.
Or Ellie, yeah, that's true.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
The other day I had Mia's graduation from uni. Got a Bachelor in Commerce. That's one extra degree than I'll ever have.
Mia being your girlfriend.
Yes.
So your then, girlfriend's smarter than you.
She is. She's not the only one that's smarter than me. But there was a time during the ceremony towards the end, and I don't get universities. They're all full of squares, to be honest. Every single person there, I was like, you are so the opposite of me.
I went there for 6 years, so careful what you're saying.
Oh, you are. Anyone that spends that long in a university, you have no life. I saw there was these guys that got doctorates and they got their PhDs at the end. They look like shells of humans. They look like they've been studying for too long. You know what they looked like? They look like you and I after we'd been in the room for 24 hours. They look like they've been in a room for 16 years, these people. I was like, get out. Stop studying. Go enjoy the sunshine, guys. But thank you for making...
Spoken like a true undereducated man.
Hey, I've got a diploma. And guess what else? What? You and I, same job. So
suck on this. How long did your diploma take to do out of interest?
1 year.
Oh, okay.
4 days a week for 1 year, in, out, boom, radio, job, money, I'm in. If you know what you do, kids, just do it. Anyway, that's not the point. Towards the end of the ceremony, just because it was uni, just to make it even more university-like, an opera singer got up and just decided to start singing to I don't know what they were trying to do, serenade the ceremony or make the degrees official. I was like, it made zero sense. I put on my Instagram story. I should put it on the HGV Instagram as well. So chicks just singing opera. And I had this moment to myself where I'm like, I don't get this moment, first of all, but I don't get opera either.
What do you mean you don't get opera?
Well, it wasn't the first time I've seen opera in my life. When I was, how old am I now, 29, probably about 25, the opera came to Sydney and I was lucky enough to get tickets to the premiere. So I thought, you know what, this would be a really nice event to go to. I'm going to try and get a bit cultured here and see what happens. So I took my cousin, who was a singer, to the premiere and it was an amazing thing. It was what's the biggest opera in the world? I can't even remember what they're called. But they came to Sydney and within half an hour, I fell asleep and missed the next hour of the thing. It was the worst and most boring thing ever. And I'm like, I want to appreciate this, but I don't even know what they're saying when they sing opera. Like, do they sing? Is opera in English or is it in another language? Do you know what I'm saying?
There
or
is it just noise? Some, I mean, here, there is some opera in English, yes, but a lot of it is in different languages like this.
Is this Andrea Bocelli?
This is the best of opera. 150 minutes worth straight from YouTube.
Like, is opera Italian? Is it French? Like, is it another language? Or do we have English opera as well?
Yes, we have it all. I mean, I think it's originally an Italian art. Opera.
But I don't get it, though.
There's you know, Latin versions. There's French. There's Italian. There's German. German's very big in Germany.
Yeah, but when you're singing, you're listening to the lyrics and embrace it. When you're listening to opera, don't get me wrong, the notes they hit are incredible. But I'm like, am I appreciating your sound or what you're saying or what you're doing? Because nothing about this opera right now is making me enjoy it one little bit.
It's and I'm beautiful like, music. Listen, like, his voice is beautiful. You've got all the orchestra in the background.
I'd rather listen to Gucci Gang, to be honest.
Do you know what? This all makes sense. The lack of university degree, the lack of interest in opera. You just want to go to the beach and watch the footy.
Well, I had a moment where I was very satisfied with my life. I thought, these guys are sitting there after their years of stuck in a room listening to their opera. And here I am just sitting on the radio, surfing, getting a bit of a tan, playing football. Get out there and enjoy the outdoors, guys. That's my advice for today.
You can. Just have that opera on in the background. Put your opera on your iPod. You'll be fine.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie. Get up with Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.